Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Katabasis by Joseph Brassy, Cooper Moo, Mark Teppo, and Angus Trim. Performed by Luke Daniels. 1241. Veternauder. Chapter 1. Ghosts in Kiev. Ilarion stood upon the edge of a broken battlement beneath the star-speckled night sky. There was no moon, which meant the desolate ruins of Kiev were lost in the darkness beyond the citadel's walls. Here and there, tiny sparks winked at him from the sea of darkness, fires dutifully tended by the scattered remnants of the population that had once filled the city. The only sound he heard was the voice of the cold wind, moaning as it slithered through gaps in the ruined walls. On nights like this one, it was very easy for him to think that he was the only one left, the only survivor of the rapacious Mongol hordes that had swept out of the east. Once, Kiev had been the most beautiful city in all of Rus, but the horde, hundreds of thousands of men and horses, had thundered across Rus, trampling and destroying everything in its path. Some cities, like his own Volodymyr Volynsky, had thought they could withstand a Mongolian siege, and the price of their hubris had been the horrific death of every man, woman, and child of noble birth. The rest were allowed to flee so that they would spread the word of what happened to those who dared to fight back. These pitiful survivors fled to Kiev, bringing their fear with them. And by the time the horde arrived, the city was hideously swollen with refugees. Ilarion had not seen the destruction of Kiev. He had only witnessed the aftermath a year later, when in the company of a band of shield brethren, members of the Ordo Militum Vindici Syntacti, he had passed through the ruined south gate in search of a mystic artifact. In the labyrinthine caverns beneath the cathedral, they had found nothing. No artifact, no guidance from ghosts of fallen Ruthenians, no cryptic message to be deciphered. They had found only flesh and blood enemies, members of the Fratres Militae Christi Livoniae, the Livonian Brothers of the Sword. With the aid of a company of Skaldis, shield maidens, who still held the citadel in the center of Kiev, Ilarion and the shield brethren had driven the Livonians out of the caves. When the shield brethren continued,
sample complete. Ready to continue?